builder and carpenter. One of his first tasks on the settlement was to lay on a supply of fresh water. Because water had to be carried from a distance, it was very scarce. It was never wasted on things like washing and cleaning. It was only for drinking. Even then, many of the people actually suffered thirst. They only had the little water they were able to beg from those who could carry it. Damien decided that somewhere there must be a mountain stream or a spring of water that he could tap. A brief search showed that at the end of a valley there was a deep pool of ice-cold water, large enough to supply the settlement. Now all he needed was a supply of pipes and taps. After many letters to the government, he at last got his supplies, but no engineer to set it up all up. Not to be put off, he got a group of the fittest of the settlers and started on the work. It took many days before a steady stream of cold water was flowing into the village. Taps were fixed within the reach of every hut. The people were thrilled to find that they could now have as much water as they wanted. From then on, the people had a new respect for this kindly priest. But Damien was not content to sit back and rest. There were other jobs to be done. Housing in the two settlement villages was so bad that each hut he visited made him feel sick. The huts were poorly built, damp, and without fresh air. They were made worse by the people's own dirty habits, so that the smell became unbearable. Yet it was difficult to make the people see the need for better homes and a cleaner way of living. Then, one night, the problem was solved for him. A fierce storm blew down nearly all the huts, so new ones had to be built. Once more he wrote to the government, asking for help. It took some time, but at last several shiploads of timber arrived at the island. All those able to work set about building new homes. Many of the settlers had to rely once more on Damien. Some paid others to do the work for them. It is estimated that the priest and his boy helpers worked in about 300 of the new cottages. Each cottage was built on trestles. This raised it above the ground and kept the floor dry. A strong timber frame was put up, which was then covered with rough boards and painted white. The cottages were placed in rows, and Damien encouraged the settlers to plant a garden. Each house was provided with a small plot of land for vegetables and flowers. By now, Father Damien had his own home as well. It had one room and measured 5 metres by 3 metres. It was close by the church and the cemetery. Damien did all that he could to make the people forget that they were outcasts. He helped them to become real people again so that they could hold their heads up high. He gave them self-respect. Slowly, life in the settlement began to change. It was not just the new homes or the water supply. It was something in the people. They had begun to realise that there was someone who loved them, who cared about what happened to them. This was the real change that was going on. Leprosy. For thousands of years, people have been afraid of leprosy. They thought that it could be caused just by mixing with people who already had the disease. They knew that in most cases, it ended in a terrible death. So people with leprosy were sent away from their homes and villages to live out in the open. We now know much more about leprosy. Medical research tells us that it is not an easy disease to catch. It is mainly caught through close contact with a sufferer over a long period. Through use of modern medicine, it is often successfully treated and cured. Leprosy is widespread in hot countries like India, New Guinea, parts of Africa and China. It is very rare in Europe, although it was once quite common. There are about 10 million people in the world who suffer from leprosy today. The picture shows a person with leprosy before treatment. The picture shows a leprosy sufferer following treatment. Leprosy is a disease of the nerves. It often begins with white patches appearing on the skin. As the nerves die, so the sufferer loses feeling. For example, if a leprosy sufferer burns or cuts himself without knowing, he will carry on as if nothing had happened. If the wound is not treated, it will often become poisoned. This leads to loss of limbs as the skin and bone become damaged. Usually, the fingers and toes are lost, and later, a hand or foot. Sometimes, without treatment, the patient dies through loss of blood from these injuries. Leprosy also weakens the muscles, resulting in clawed hands or feet. Fortunately, an operation on tendons and bones can sometimes put them right. In other cases, the disease spreads quickly and large lumps form on the sufferer's face and ears. The disease also attacks and destroys parts of the body, such as the voice box and the nose. Doctors now know that leprosy does not kill. It is the results of the disease that cause death. So people were more afraid of leprosy than they need to have been. In Father Damien's time, the only answer was to send the sufferer away, in the hope that the disease would not spread. Today, it is possible to cure people and help them live a useful life. A new happiness. There must have been times when Father Damien wondered whether he would ever finish the work he had set out to do. With no one but a few native helpers, Damien worked for most of the time all alone among the people on the settlement. He often wrote to the Government Board of Health for supplies, but they seemed unwilling to help. Once, when no supplies came, he went to Honolulu by boat to see what could be done to hurry them along. He argued with the officials, and he even lost his temper with them. They said he should stick to his missionary work and not interfere with what they were trying to do. As a result of this visit, the government passed a new law. It said that anyone leaving the settlement would be arrested and put in prison, and no one would be allowed to leave, whatever the reason. Almost to the end of his life, Damien continued to have arguments with the officials. They resented his impatient outbursts. He was angry with their lack of understanding. After 7 long years of working alone, another priest came to help. But Father Damien was not always easy to work with. He was a hard man and quick to lose his temper, although never with his settler friends. The new priest left after a year. The next helper stayed 2 years before leaving. The third, an American, got on famously with Damien, and he stayed on the island 44 years. Later on, 6 more helpers arrived at the settlement. They came to work at the hospital to look after the most urgent cases. One of the saddest problems Father Damien faced was that of the many children of the settlement whose parents had died. At first, the priest persuaded some of the settlers to give the children a home. After 3 years on the island, Damien built a house to shelter a group of homeless girls. He appointed a woman as cook, cleaner, and mother. The government made a small grant towards their keep by way of a weekly ration of meat. Later, a home was opened to care for about 40 boys. It was to be several years, however, before the home could be staffed by nurses and school teachers. The picture shows Father Damien with young boys of the colony. Meanwhile, Damien had not forgotten the children's education. When he had the chance, he used to hold lessons in the open air. Before long, he managed to build a small school, and then another one a few years later. He also rebuilt the hospital that he found when he first arrived. Somehow, he was able to get a few beds for the patients. He persuaded some of the more healthy settlers to act as nurses. Then, to his great joy, a doctor arrived to take charge of the hospital. The doctor brought new medicines that could control leprosy, even though there was still no cure.